From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the Senate's early Saturday morning passage of an immense Republican tax overhaul bill, telling reporters outside the White House the measure calls for the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country. Earlier Saturday, Trump praised two top Senate Republicans, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch, for securing enough votes for passage. The Senate passed the legislation by a 51-49 margin without a single Democratic vote, a development Trump said was a political mistake that will haunt Democrats in the 2018 midterm election. The Senate passed the legislation without Democratic support, and congressional reaction was also divided along party lines. President Trump said Saturday the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Trump's transition to the White House were lawful. Trump tweeted between Republican fundraising events in New York, saying, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He has pled guilty to those lies. It is a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide." Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal agents, and he has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Trump spoke earlier Saturday.
What has been shown is no collusion, no collusion. There's been absolutely no collusion, so we're very happy.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in an effort to give security forces whatever powers they may need to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez said the curfew is to safeguard the security of the country. Hernandez is the first Honduran president to run for a second term following the Supreme Court's decision to lift the ban on re-election. A second day of protests roiled Honduras Friday as the country's electoral court began hand-counting votes showing inconsistencies from Sunday's presidential election. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in Cairo ahead of a counterterrorism conference focused on West Africa on Sunday. During the meeting, Secretary Mattis offered condolences for the recent terrorist attack on a mosque in Bir al-Abad, Egypt, and recognized Egypt as a strategic defense partner with the United States. Mattis noted Egypt's importance to the stability of the Middle East, as well as Egypt's ongoing fight against terrorism and efforts to protect Egypt's borders. Former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh officially broke with his Houthi militia allies, calling on his supporters to rise up against them across the country. Arab media is reporting that the former president's supporters have gained control of key government installations in the capital. In a televised interview, Saleh also called for resuming relations with Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian reports.
The former Yemeni president's break with the Houthis came after 5 days of bitter clashes around the capital, Sana'a, between his supporters and those of the Iranian-backed Houthi militia. In a televised address, Saleh called for new relations with the Saudi-led coalition, which he and the Houthis have been battling for almost 3 years, since March 2015. He says a new page must be opened in relations with Saudi Arabia and neighborly ties restored, putting an end to all the animosity that has taken place, and that amicable relations can resume. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The top U.S. general in Afghanistan said Saturday recently launched joint strikes against Taliban sources of revenue have destroyed more than $50 million worth of narcotics in southern Helmand province. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.